Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
When Pompeii was destroyed on August 24th, 79 AD, by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, there were many people buried in the ruins. Human remains were found in cellars as well as upper rooms in buildings. These people were likely looking for safety and security. However, the Roman sentinel was found at the city gate, where he had been placed by his captain with his hand still grasping his weapon. So while everyone else is running and hiding, the earth is shaking and ashes and cinders are covering the sky and covering him. Yet he stayed there. Well, in today's lesson, we will ask the question, are we as trustworthy as this Roman soldier? Please stay with me for a few moments as we discuss the topic of trust me.
On that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Scripture tells us that God seeks those who are faithful. Matthew 25 and verse 21 says, His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." The master knows that if he can trust you with the smallest of things, then he will also be able to trust you with the bigger things. In 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2, Paul says, "It is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy." Does God find me trustworthy? Can He trust me to do His will even when things are going crazy around me? In 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 11, Peter gives us a list of things to add to your faith. So not only does God want us and expect us to be faithful, but He wants us to be working on our faith and growing our faith as well. Do you apply the same standards of faithfulness to your Christian life that you expect from other areas of your life? Donnie Barnes once asked these questions. If your car starts once every three tries, is it reliable? If your paper boy skips your delivery every Monday and every Thursday, is he trustworthy? If you don't go to work once or twice a month, are you loyal? If your refrigerator stops working for a day or two every now and then, do you say, oh, well, it works most of the time? Would you expect to be called faithful if you fail to worship God one or two services a month? I think there's a lot of wisdom in these questions. We expect faithfulness and reliability from things and other people. Does not God expect the same from us? The problem is that our religious activities, we see ourselves as volunteers rather than duty-bound. For a volunteer, almost anything seems acceptable. But for a bondservant who is duty-bound, faithfulness is expected. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 12 says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. There's a story told from the 11th century of German King, King Henry III. Having grown tired of court life and the pressures of being a monarch, he applied to a monastery. Richard, the religious superior of the monastery, said, Your Majesty, do you understand that the pledge here is one of obedience? That will be hard because you have been a king. King Henry replied, I understand. The rest of my life I will be obedient to you as Christ leads you. So Richard replied, Then go back to your throne and serve faithfully in the place where God has placed you. It was said when King Henry died, a statement was written about the king that said, The king learned to rule by being obedient. Oftentimes, like the king, we tire of our role and our place in life. But God has placed each of us in a particular place, and he expects us to be faithful while we are there. And we can help ourselves by being faithful in our place if we become faithful in these other things. First, we need to be faithful in our Bible study. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. We need to allot time each and every day to study God's word. We need to involve ourselves also in studies with others. We can learn so much from others if we only try. How could we possibly be faithful and trustworthy if we don't even know what God expects of us? We also need to be faithful in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 simply says, Pray without ceasing. We should never get out of the habit of praying. God expects us to be faithful in our prayers to Him. Can He trust us to talk to Him, to ask Him for what we need, to thank Him for what He has already given us? We also need to be faithful in our lives of serving others. Just like the story of King Henry III, even in a position of authority, we need to have the attitude of servants, and God wants to be able to trust us to be servants even when no one else is. We have a world today that is focused on serving self, but we need to be committed on serving others. James 2, verses 14 through 18 says, What good is it, my brothers, if someone says to you that he has faith but does not have works? Can his faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, Go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, but you do not give them what the body needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself. But someone will say, You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. God needs to be able to trust us to work. Another part of that service is sharing the gospel with others. It's reported that 330 million deities receive the rituals and sacrifices from those who are ignorant of a loving God. Some 821 million Muslims bow in prayer toward Mecca five times each and every day. There are millions of Americans that no longer claim any religious affiliation, but live from day to day without any commitment to the saving of their souls. God wants us to be faithful in taking the gospel to the world. We'll never be able to reach all of these people, but we can reach some of them. Will God find you faithful? Will God find you trustworthy? Until next time, I encourage you to show God that He can trust you.